Did you have any special term for it when you dive in the water? Did you dive?
No, we didn't do much diving. We just always played in the water more than we could swim enough to keep on top of the water. But try distance swimming or anything like that, we just didn't do it. And one thing, there was always some little ones that we had to keep an eye on. Uh-huh. And we didn't try diving or anything like that. Now, my young ones, when they come along, it just wasn't any time to lake and just dive like seals. Uh-huh. But we didn't when we were kids.
Did you have any special term for jumping in the water and landing flat on your stomach?
No. No, we didn't. I've heard the boys make the expression of, what did they call it, the belly buster? What did they call it? I don't know. I've heard the boys talk about it.
That sure makes the water fly.
I guess it does. I never tried that.
If someone put his hands up like this and went into the water, you say he did what?
Dove in, I suppose.
Did anyone, did you have any trouble with anyone around here in the floods, drowning?
No. Yes, we did. The creek came up one time, along about this time of year, a little earlier than this, I guess. Folks lived over here on the Buffalo, and we've had heavy rains west of us. They threw answers their mother was asleep, and they had gone down to the creek just to wade in the water. The water wasn't that deep, and the creek came down and drowned those two little boys.
Goodness, that really happened in a hurry, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. It did. They didn't find one of them for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And he was almost to the Seminole east of us. I remember one time a man got struck with lightning, or his brother did, down here by Gage. And they had got a hold of him some way up by Ashland. And he came by our house, and he had run that horse until the poor brute was almost dead, and he was just frantic. And I knew Dad let him have a horse to ride on. Dad's always careful about taking care of his horses. And I know he said the mother, he said, I hope that so-and-so don't run that horse like he has this one. That poor brute was just... he'd been hit, struck with lightning down here on the Beaver someplace.
Yeah, it was just Friday to get to this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you swim every day?
No, Mother wouldn't let us go in only just ever so often. Oh. She didn't think too much water was good for us. And we could just stay in maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then we had to get out of the water.
Would you say you swam about once a week?
Yes, if we could talk Mother into it that often. But I would imagine about once a week. It's not any more often than that. We could wade. Just wade in the shallow water all we wanted to. But to go in swimming, we didn't.
Did you climb trees?
Oh, yes. There isn't a clean tree in the grove that I haven't been to the top of that. And if you think that wasn't hard on girls' clothes.
Well, I know it's hard on boys'
clothes. For a girl to wear a pair of jeans, then they just wasn't done. Now, just didn't put on jeans in those days. If a girl had been caught in a man's clothes, it would have been a terrible thing. And how sensible it would have been, because, well, it would save Mother a lot of men. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go up on the West Windmill?
No, not on the West Windmill. I've been up on top of the, the Box Ranch, before the Box Ranch went out of business, they had a windmill, the Northwest Windmill, we called that. That was between our house and the Box Ranch, about 15 miles northwest of our house. And I've been on top of the Northwest Windmill because...